Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, Episode 12. In today's episode, I've got stories from Tesla, McLaren, Rimac, Lamborghini, and more. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, tap that like button, leave a comment down below, and share this video out, and subscribe to my newsletter for my channel news and updates. And now into the stories. Tesla signs 3-year deal with Panasonic on electric car batteries. Panasonic has a gig at the Gigafactory for 3 years more. Tesla has signed a 3-year pricing deal with Japan's Panasonic Corp to manufacture and supply lithium-ion battery cells at the Gigafactory in Nevada, the electric car maker disclosed in a filing on Tuesday. Tesla and Panasonic have been reported to be in talks to expand the battery joint venture capacity. Panasonic hinted in May that it was working to develop new batteries with Tesla, possibly with higher capacities. Tesla said the deal signed last week, effective April 1st, 2020, sets the terms for production capacity commitments by Panasonic and purchase volume commitments by Tesla over the first 2 years of the agreement. Tesla also amended the general terms and conditions of its partnership with Panasonic, modifying the terms to expire 10 years after Panasonic achieves certain manufacturing milestones. Panasonic is no longer Tesla's exclusive battery supplier, but has been able to turn around the U.S. joint battery business as demand for Tesla's electric cars soar. Last month, Tesla reported its third consecutive quarter profit despite the economic impact of the issue taking investors by surprise. Also from Tesla, to disclose incentive packages with Texas officials for Austin Gigafactory. Tesla looks to have locked in its decision to build its next Gigafactory in Austin, Texas, and is said to be negotiating a possible incentive deal with officials. It is understood Tesla is having talks with officials in Travis County, Texas. In addition, the Travis County Commissioner's Court scheduled to disclose or discuss the potential incentives deal in an executive session on Tuesday. Terms of the potential deal have not been disclosed. The Austin American Statesman reports that being said, the Travis County Commissioner's Court agenda on Tuesday calls for members to act on a project under Chapter 28 of its local county code that generally pertains to economic development incentives. Officials from Texas and Tesla have not commented on media reports, while Tesla has yet to confirm that it has chosen Austin, Texas over Tulsa, Oklahoma as the location for its new Gigafactory that seems to be pointing in that direction. The United Auto Workers Union has called on Travis County to carefully review any public subsidies they may offer Tesla. Quote, "You may look strongly at the track record of a company and its commitment not just to public dollars but to the community investment and actual return on jobs created," UAW Vice President Cindy Estrada said. Quote, "Tesla has a strong track record of collecting public subsidies from several states but not delivering on their promises. That is why it's important this time for Tesla to commit to community assurances for Travis County before getting subsidies. The latest Tesla factory will handle production of the all-electric Cybertruck while also serving as a second site in the U.S. to build the Model Y." Okay, on to our next story. ProDrive-led team discusses assembly of the ultimate rally car for the 2021 Dakar. Ian Callum, designer of the BRX T1, could also become a Ferrari of desert road car. If you had nearly unlimited Dose to assemble a dream team to win the 2021 Dakar Rally, you'd have a hard time doing better than the crew behind the BRX T1. The ensemble wealth of finance comes from the Bahrain Sovereign's Wealth Fund, Bahrain Mumtalcat Holding Company, otherwise known as Mumtalcat, and the majority owner of the McLaren Group. The fund is paying for an effort led by David Richards of ProDrive, the English engineering and motorsports firm that won rally, GT, and endurance racing for 36 years now. A stint that began after Richards hung up his helmet as a World Rally Championship winning co-driver. The vehicle that's already begun testing is known as the Bahrain Raid Extreme, or BRX, with three of them planned to enter next year's premier T1 class for an overall Dakar win. Ian Cullum's new design and consulting firm scored a job of finishing the BRX's bodywork and will design a potential road-going version. All global sports marketing agencies, CSM, will work to make sure the world keeps up with what's happening with the BRX for the next 4 years. And more to this article will be available on the video description box down below if you want to read the rest of the article. And on to our next story. And our next story comes from McLaren once again. McLaren 720S Le Mans Special Edition pays tribute to the F1 GTR's victory in 95. McLaren just announced another special edition model, this time based on the 720S. The new Le Mans Special Edition is McLaren's way to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the F1 GTR's victory at the 1995 endurance race. The special edition McLaren 720S will be available in just 50 examples worldwide, with just 16 of them destined for European customers. Will be limited to just two exterior paint options, McLaren Orange or Sarth Gray, the latter with an orange and gray interior. No matter the chosen color, each special edition model will have lower front bumper, the lower body sides, the rear bumper finished in Ueno gray, and a McLaren 25th anniversary Le Mans logo on the lower body sides. Interesting looking one. I wish there was a little more lighting to it, but okay. The exclusive features don't stop here. The special edition sports car will also get a set of delicious and unique 5-spoke LM wheels, a fully functional gloss black roof scoop, gold-colored brake calipers, carbon fiber louvered front fenders, and carbon fiber racing bucket seats. McLaren also says that the VIN of each car will begin with the number 298 as a nod to the number of laps completed by the race-winning F1 GTR. The powertrain remains unchanged over the standard McLaren 720S, namely a twin-turbo 4-liter V8 with 710 horsepower, paired with a 7-speed dual-clutch automatic transmission. 0 to 62 miles per hour comes in at 2.9 seconds in a barely believable 7.8 seconds, while the top speed is set at 212 miles per hour. Customers can order the new McLaren 720S Le Mans Edition now, with prices starting at $320,000 at the current exchange rate. The first deliveries will commence this September. Okay, on to our next story. Rimac now has a production line for its electric hypercar. Rimac Automobilia has completed construction of a new production line which will serve as the birthplace of the production version of the electric C2 hypercar. The new production line is found at the company's recently opened factory in Valaco, Croatia, allowing Rimac to accelerate the production of the C2 prototypes that are necessary for the worldwide homologation process. Rimac will now be able to build a prototype C2 in around 5 weeks, cutting in half the production time compared to its previous Nest production setup. At full capacity, the production line will allow building of 4 production examples in 1 month. So far, the company has built 4 early prototype versions, but the homologation process requires the production of 13 more test cars, followed by another 10 pre-series cars. The Creation EV hypercar maker reckons that most of them will be produced this year. Rimac also said that the first production example of the C2 electric hypercar will be delivered in 2021 instead of the original pre-COVID-19 2020 date. The company was about to reveal the first name and design of the electric hypercar at the canceled Geneva Motor Show, but the disclosure has been pushed back to later this year. So follow this channel here for updates. Once we hear it, I'll be passing that information on to you guys. Well, some cars will go straight from a production line to the crash testing facility. Others will be used for different validation tests before hitting the wall, said Matt Rimac, founder and CEO of the company. Only a handful of prototypes will not be crushed during this program. As we are ramping up prototype production, this new line is absolutely necessary investment to streamline the process, and it helps us as we begin to deliver customer cars from next year. The original Rimac C2 electric hypercar concept was revealed in 2018, featuring a pretty stunning set of numbers. 4 electric motors for a combined 1,888 horsepower and 1,696 foot-pounds of torque, a 120 kilowatt battery pack, 0 to 62 miles per hour in 1.9 seconds, and a top speed of 258 miles per hour. Once again, links to this article will be available in the video description and also on our blog on gearvlogs.com. TechCar gives the Porsche Taycan new wheels, is working on other upgrades. Best known for its tuning work on high-end sports cars and supercars, TechCar has just announced a host of upgrades for the all-electric Porsche Taycan. The first upgrade announced by TechCar is a newly designed wheel set for the Taycan, dubbed the TechCar Formula 6. These forged wheels measure 22 by 10 inches at the front and 22 by 11.5 inches at the rear and have a striking silver finish. We think they look much better than the wheels the Taycan is available with from the factory, in particular the white and black wheels inspired by those of the Porsche Mission E concept from a few years ago. TechCar offers shoppers the chance to customize these wheels to their personal taste, whether that be through multicolor spokes or gloss tuned front surfaces. The tuner hasn't said any more about these wheels other than the fact that they are low weight. While these 22 shoes are the only upgrade currently offered by TechCar for the Taycan, a handful of other changes are in development. The tuner says that its engineering department is working on altering the Taycan's exterior styling and aerodynamic design, carbon fiber parts and trim, as well as all kinds of interior refinements and upgrades, material processing. A teaser previewing some of these modifications include a towering rear wing and a modified front fascia pictured above. The tuner is also investigating the possibility of improving the performance of the Taycan's all-electric powertrain, but hasn't specified what exact modifications it will make. So if you're listening to this audio podcast, head on over to my YouTube channel to check out some of the visuals from this article. Special edition 2021 Range Rover 50 celebrates SUV's 50th anniversary. A special version of the 2021 Range Rover has been announced to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the SUV. fittingly dubbed the Range Rover 50. Production of the vehicle will be capped at 1,970 units worldwide, referencing the year that the first Range Rover model was built. A host of touches different from the Range Rover 50 from the more typical variants. The SUV starts out life as a Range Rover autobiography, and customers have the option of four different exterior colors: Santorini Black, Aruba Silver, Capsian Gray, and Rosello Red, while the vast majority of the Range Rover 50 models will be painted in one of these four options, and an extremely limited number will be offered in Bahama Gold, Davos White, and Tuscan Blue. Elsewhere, the Range Rover 50 is offered with two distinct 22-inch wheels designed and exterior sports a host of custom badges with the 50 motif. As for the cabin, too, it includes distinctive plaques denoting this is no ordinary Range Rover, and also comes with illuminated nameplates, or tread plates, I should say. Shoppers can buy the luxury SUV in standard and long wheelbase forms. A host of different engine options are also on offer, including petrol and diesel engines, as well as the P400E plug-in hybrid. Powertrain combined a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine with a 85-kilowatt electric motor that results in a total of 398 horsepower and 472 foot-pounds of torque. Land Rover has yet to announce pricing details for the Range Rover 50, nor specified when deliveries will begin. On to our next story. Lamborghini declares it's done with traditional auto shows. Auto shows were already under threat before the pandemic, and it appears Lamborghini has decided they're no longer worth attending. In an interview with Autocar India, Lamborghini's chief marketing and communication officer, Katja Bassi, said, quote, "We decided to abandon the motor shows because we increasingly believe that to have an intimate relationship with the customer is a key, and motor shows are no longer aligned with our philosophy," end quote. While Lamborghini will no longer grace the stages at major auto shows, the company isn't giving up on events altogether. Instead, they'll reportedly focus on the Goodwood Festival of Speed and the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. These events have been turning into mini auto shows as a number of companies have staged global debuts at them. Well, exception of this year, since it's been canceled. So hopefully they will be returning next year to Monterey Car Week. Lamborghini is also eyeing so-called curated events, which will enable them to reconnect physically with customers through special evening experiences. They sound like intimate affairs designed specifically for owners. The news is the latest blow for auto shows, which have been reeling as automakers increasingly turn to special events and the internet to launch new models. This has caused shows to mix things up as Detroit's North American International Auto Show moved to June, and the Frankfurt Motor Show is ditching its title city for Munich in 2021. Automakers have also been skipping once high-profile shows in increasing numbers, while companies have been passing on the North American International Auto Show for years. Audi and Mercedes dropped out of the 2020 New York Auto Show before it was postponed and ultimately canceled. International shows have also seen a drop in automaker attendance as Opel and Peugeot skipped the 2020 Geneva show that was canceled at the last minute due to the coronavirus pandemic. Volkswagen also suggested it won't attend the 2020 Paris Motor Show because of the pandemic, won't continue in its current form. Yeah, life of a pandemic world. And on to our next story. Brand new Toyota Supra totaled during test drive. Occupants live to tell the tale. This barely recognizable pile of metal used to be a brand new Toyota Supra, which was completely destroyed during a test drive. The accident occurred on June 9th around noon in New York on the Cathedral Avenue in Garden City, roughly 1 mile away from the Millennium Toyota. Reports indicate that the two people took it on a test drive, yet it is unknown whether they were employed by the dealership. In a Facebook comment, one individual stated that the car salesman was apparently riding shotgun with a friend in the driver's seat. Quoted by The Drive, the Garden City Fire Department confirmed the accident and shared a few images on their social media page with the ruined red Supra. The vehicle hit a tree, leaving the front end completely destroyed and sending components flying more than 100 feet away from the scene. Earlier this afternoon, members of the GCFD, along with NCPD ESU, extracted the passenger of the vehicle involved in the motor vehicle accident on Cathedral Avenue, said the fire department on Facebook. The victim, with serious leg injuries, was transported by NYU La Lagone EMS to Winthrop Hospital. This turned out to be one expensive crash, as the 2020 Supra has an MSRP of $49,990 in the States. The mid-spec model adds an extra $3,000, and the launch edition can be had from $55,250. All versions pack a 335 horsepower, 365 foot-pounds of torque, 3-liter turbocharged inline-six, enabling a 0 to 60 time of 4.1 seconds and 150 miles per hour top speed. The 2021 model year boasts 382 horsepower and 368 foot-pounds of torque and can be had with a 255 horsepower, 295 2-liter 4-pot. Once again, links to the story will be posted in the video description, so you can check out these articles yourself. Okay, on our next segment, we're going to be talking about YouTubers that you should check out their channels and follow. First up, once again, we have Urban Explorers, a good buddy of mine, Neil, from the UK. He's currently, as you can see here, doing a new van build, camper build conversion on a VW crafter van, as they call it over there in the UK. And he's already got a couple of videos up so far on what he's accomplished this past week and a half or so. I believe his schedule is to be 2 videos a week, so definitely worth checking out if you're interested in doing something similar. He's definitely inspired me to consider doing something, so that might be a future project for this channel. And hit a like button or comment down below if you guys want to see something like that on the channel, of a production camper van build on this channel. I'd like to gauge you guys' feedback if you think this would be some content you guys would like to see of me building. But yeah, links to Neil's channel will be in the video description down below. And go check him out. And if you do visit his website and leave a comment, be sure to tell him that I sent you, so he knows that he's getting some support from me. Okay, next up we have here is another buddy who I had on a recent podcast, Will, aka known as Mustang Medic. He's got a couple of videos. He's been away from YouTube for a little while, but he's been slowly creating content on his channel recently, so definitely want to give him a shout out and check out. He's been attending a lot of car shows, Mecum Auctions, Barrett Jackson, Carlisle shows. So if you're a big Mustang fan, classic or new edge, he's the channel you should be definitely checking out, just for event coverages and content. So yeah, he looks like here he's doing some work on his new edge here on his latest couple of videos, so go give him a check out and tell him I said hi. Next up we have here is a channel I've been following for a while, Condor Builds. It's basically a father-son or sons team that have a body shop dealership where they pick up vehicles from Coparts in part to repair, fix, and turn around and sell and or keep. As you can see up here, he had completed building a 2018 Mustang, and I guess apparently that's now for sale. So that's something, a video to go check out. and they have recently finished doing a conversion of a Hummer H2, it looks like, so I have to check that video out. And they got a few other projects that are in the works, so definitely check them out. And once again, if you visit their channel, links to his channel will be in the video description down below. And if you want me to do an interview with Condor Builds, mention to them that reach out to them and tell them that you want to be you want them to be a guest on my podcast. The open invitation is out there to them. If Condor, you're seeing this video, open invitation for you to come onto the podcast and talk about your channel. So I'm doing this to all automotive YouTube channels, big and small. I'm not going to be doing like a popularity contest. I want to do this, you know, to help everybody out in the automotive community here on YouTube. So we got that. And lastly, what we have here is another channel I've been following for a long while. One of the OGs in the auto auction automotive community, Randy from Auto Auction Rebuilds. He's got a nice library of content worth checking out. And I always find it entertaining watching his channel and stuff. So give him a watch, and definitely need to catch up on my blog now that he has a nice little collection of videos here. I can binge watch it on maybe later this afternoon. So, hey, Randy, also the offer extends to you if you see this video and want to come on to my podcast and for an interview to talk about your channel, life, how current situations have been you've been dealing with have affected you. Maybe that's something that my audience will appreciate. And maybe even take some call-in guests. If you, the viewers, want to call into a show and ask Randy questions, leave a comment down below so we can have all that fun stuff. So once again, if you like this video, be sure to hit that like button. If you're new here, hit that subscribe button. Share this video out. Comment down below. Tweet it out. It'll help spread the word about this channel and this podcast on YouTube. So check out one of these latest videos that is next up on the playlist, as well as what YouTube thinks you may like to see. Till then, see you on Sunday.